It's believed that coffee plants originated in Ethiopia, the African nation that's the fifth largest coffee producer in the world. Ethiopians are proud of their coffee and its history. According to legend, the effect of caffeine from coffee beans was first noticed in goats. Native Ethiopian and Overland Park coffee shop owner Hopti Mesfin knows the legend well.
And a goat herder named Kaldi, when he takes his goats into a certain bushes, after they eat the leaves and, you know, the berries, they act frantically, they even dance. So he observed how they act, and then he tried it himself. He liked it. He took it to the village. Somehow, that's how coffee is discovered.
That's why there's goats on the logo of Hopti Mesfin's shop, RevoCup Coffee, on the bags, on the crafts, and on the front window of the shop. A barista is crafting a latte for a customer. The shop is tucked away in a strip mall just north of Johnson County Community College. Mesfin has also opened a second location in the south part of town. RevoCup honors the origins of coffee, not just by having goats on their logo, but also by supporting fair practices in the industry. Before emigrating to the U.S., Mesfin worked with coffee farmers in Ethiopia. He's seen firsthand the difficulties that small family farmers face in growing and marketing their crops. Mesfin says that the chain between the coffee producer and consumer is so convoluted, bean producers see very little profit. Many live in poverty. Mesfin wants to create awareness of these issues. That's why each bag of RevoCup coffee discloses not only the origin of the beans and the environment they were grown in, but also tells the story of the farmers who cultivated it.
The consumer needs to know where the coffee comes from, who is producing it, what life looks like, and what kind of compensation they are getting. We are telling the story to the consumer and connecting the consumer to the producer really makes a huge difference. It is a human connection that's needed.
This human connection isn't just symbolic. RevoCup is making a difference in the lives of Ethiopian coffee farmers by donating some of their proceeds to the RevoCup Foundation. Established in 2011, the foundation supports education, healthcare, and fair trade in Ethiopia.
We are donating 10 cents from each cup of coffee and a dollar from each bag of coffee that we sell in our shop. And by doing that, we are built 28 libraries.
That's 28 libraries, Mesfin says the RevoCup Foundation has helped build in Ethiopia. Mesfin realizes they're not going to solve all the problems in the coffee industry, but, he says,
if all coffee professionals come together, we have that potential.
Mesfin says that when he tells customers about the donations, they're often willing to donate more than 10 cents out of their own pockets if it will help a human life. Consumers, it seems, are willing to participate in fair practices. Mesfin is convinced it's the industry that's holding back progress.
I think that's what we proved in RevoCup. The consumer is ready to do the right thing, but the industry is lagging.
Mesfin hopes that in some small way, his business and his policies will provide an example for other coffee shop owners. The more coffee drinkers learn about the origins of their brew, the more they may seek out producers and merchants who fairly compensate farmers and their families. Each purchase becomes an act of kindness and fairness. No matter how customers take their coffee from RevoCup, each serving comes with caring, community, and compensation brewed into the mix. I'm Kristen Selby.